Is there some tonight? Maybe we want to be mitzarif to the sugya, to our sugya of the binyan of the yisoid, the shayrish, the midas chesed, the darker shel Avraham Avinu, the ainu ha-chobes ani. We have to be mitzarif to the sugya of negiyis, which we want to talk about tonight. The sugya of negiyis, like many of the sugyas we've been doing the last few weeks, each one the biggest sugya shleima b'fnei atzmo, where you can't really do justice 1 or 2 weeks learning up the sugya. But you want to taste it a little bit in the tzarfet to sugya. The sugya of negiyis is probably the most surprising of all the ones we spoke about, that it's negiyah. It's a famous sugya, it's a very relevant sugya. But it's a little bit of a chiddush to the tzarfet to sugya. Well, Bez Hashem Hemshech, when you show a clear marker, it's Neshech Shaychi to our sugya. Before we start, it's just a madgish, we spoke about a few vadim in the beginning of the Zman. We spoke about the Akdoma, with that we're trying to become Gebayt the people. And we spoke about that you look around the Welt, you see many people, they have a lot of bright spots, a lot of nice things, but an oiskar with a person is geboit. Unfortunately, it's not always so matzui. And that's where we have to start. When we're younger, it's to start. The person has to work on themselves in many, many mundane things, simple things, yoim yoim, and he becomes a different type of a person. So I just want to speak out that not the sugya I'm speaking out tonight is one of the ickiest sugyas I had in mind. The difficulty of dealing with people who are full with negiyas and are oblivious to it is so rampant. It's only v'noira. This is mamash alzeh, one of the, not only for this, but this is one of the ikar sugyas that we can make up as a shinui. And nochem, it's something that if you don't designate a long time of your life, or a certain chashav part of your life to work on, so again, you know it exists, of course, everyone knows the gears exist, but you remain totally in a gua, mitchila v'atzoif. So let's start. Let's see what we could get to cover. The sugya of negiyas is niftach, probably one of the ikar places in the Torah. There's many makaris, but one of the ikar places in the Torah, it's a lav in the Torah. The lav is for a dayan. A dayan is not allowed to take shoychat. Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. We see ka shoychat ya'aver einei chachomim v'yisalev divrei tzadikim. Shoychat. A dayan, even the most choshev is a dayan who's the amud of emes in the dar, let's say the beskarov, the doyroi, is also to take shoychat. Even lishpoit mishpat tzedek, can't take shoychat. Ki ha-shoychat ya'aver einei chachomim v'yisalev divrei tzadikim. What's the taitch in shoychat? Marichus in the sugya in ksub is daf kuf hei. Gemara's mavu over there, the lashon is the Gemara. Ein adam roye choyve la'atzmai. In a different nusach in Chazal, ein adam roye nige atzmai. A person doesn't see his own goyim. So what does that have to do with shoychat? It goes like this. A shoychat, before the Gemara, you can't even take a pruta. Reuven and Shimon come in front of me l'din. If I take a pruta from Shimon, I have the smallest amount of netiyah salev, as Rashi's word, salash netiyah salev, a slight, we'll call it an interest. An interest, an interest. I have a slightest bit of interest that he should win, because it's a pruta. If I have a slightest bit of interest to win, that means my lev is noite to see things like him. Rebazoi, what happens? Shoychat blinds. Pasuk shteid, shoychat blinds. V'vorn Rashi over there, Loshin, kipshuta. You push it, don't see a tzad neged, the person you want to win. Why is it ein adam roye nege atzmoy? Why is it ein adam roye neged what he wants? Over there is mavur. Because the way it works is, since you take shoychad, loshen shoychad, loshen chad, zokti gemar, you become one with your interest. If you have a certain interest and you're noita a little bit to somebody, you become one with your interest and your ritzoinus. And just like you don't see your own chesroinus, you won't see something negative that you want. Not like that. Zokta maral, pshan posik, state the double loshen. Ki ha-shoychad ya'avar inich ha-chomim v'yisalif divri tzadikim. Zokta maral. There are sometimes shoychad, yinenu means a negia. There's sometimes negia poshit, you poshit don't see at all the tzad ha-tzedek. There could be a right tzad, which is emes, and you bechlal won't see that other tzad. That's the first Hechatimsa, the tzura that a negia is mashpia on a person. V'yisalif divrei tzadik, the second hechatimsa. Dr. Moral, here already you see divrei tzadikim. You already see the divrei tzadik. Of v'yisalif. V'yisalif, in English, we call it perverts, it contorts. It's another version of blindness. The taitch is over here, and sometimes even more dangerous. Here you see the tzad tzedek, but you see it in a contorted way. You see it tilted and slanted the way you want to see it for many, many reasons. Over here it doesn't apply. Obviously it's not Nageya here. That's the two surahs, but if in Kaloli, the Nageya is mashpi on a person. But Nageya makes it impossible. Okay. What's the shear of a Nageya? We said a pruta. Besides a pruta. A Nageya is not only when you have a benefit. A pruta is some sort of benefit. I'll gain that piece of shekel, something. Negiya, like we said, is when you have the smallest amount of interest. And the interest a person has, he come out all the time. If I were to go around in a survey and ask everyone here 100 different questions, whether they're burning issues in Klal Yisrael, whether they're more simple issues, I'd assume that every single person sitting here would have an atiyah one way or the other. You're not just indifferent. Remind my Muzger, if you happen to be indifferent, then we have to talk because something's not healthy about you. A normal person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes, they feel something about something. It's not indifferent, you feel something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a lave, he gives you individuality, you're supposed to feel something about any about Nechuda. So you have the slightest bit of an atiyah to something, and then the atiyah really pushes you to see kafi unity. Of Dessler, when he talks about Nechias. He talks about how minimum the minimum is in the Gia. He brings the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Sayin and Beis Darshan. My pasuk in Chilas Dvorim. Shmoya bein acheichem lishpoy tzedek. It says that a dayan should shvi bein acheichem. Chazal Darshan. Bein acheichem. It's a famous Gemara. Shlo yishma hadayin. The dayan shouldn't hear the tainus of Shimon before Ruvin's around. Rashi says. I don't know Shimon, I don't know Reuven, I didn't take Shreich Mino then. But if you hear Shimon's tightness first, the Metzius is that you have a slight a bit amount of tilt to that. We go through this Mamash, this year, every single morning, first Seder, second Seder, we learn the Chavrusa. And usually, before your Chavrusa comes up with this shot, you come up with your own shot. Usually, the Tiyar. Now, with a real shikul das, could you objectively look at Yechavuz's Prat? I think you could objectively look at Yechavuz's Prat. No. If when you hear Shimon's Pshat, or Shimon's Tzad before you're Reuven, and you hear your own Tzad, it's Nichnas L'Libecha before you hear, you're not going to be able to hear Yechavuz's Pshat totally unbiased. This is the shear of Negiyah. Anyone knows anything about Negiyah, they realize that it's not that a mole can misoira zayin in a gear. The chefs of a mensch is, he is the default, the stomach, the mole is. Okay, we're going to get back to Behemshach a little bit, more practical, a little bit out, that comes in. But first, what's the shaykhs to the sugi of chesed? Where do you see? Where is there a mocker that is nagia? The chesed, I'm saying, nagias is there. Anyone who's the sugi of emes, nagias is ichr. Anyone who wants to really understand themselves has to learn up the sugi of nagias. That's obviously, you can't understand yourself, be honest with yourself. You can't be intellectually honest with yourself without going through the sugya of negiyah. What does that have to do with chesed? So, there's a more big mocker to this. Taka from Avraham Avinu, the parashah of Avraham Avinu. Avraham comes to look for shidduch, for Yitzchak. Yedua, he sends his Eved Neman, Eliezer. Shteit Azoy. Avraham Avinu is mashpiyahim, that he shouldn't go. He shouldn't go. Bibnei Taknani. Shani Yuchi Yeshe Bekirboi. Ki Mel Arzi Vemelanti Teilech Alakachte Ish Lebni Yitzchak. Vayoy Melovo Eved. Ulai Loi Soivo Ish Lelechis Achri Alaretz Azoy. Ha'oshev, it's been called Ha'oshev, it's also Bishop. He questions. His mother questions. And what happens if Maisa is an option? There's a perspective shit for Yitzchak. But she doesn't ask him. What can I do? Should I taka go back here to there? It's Azois. Zong Chazal, there's two places where it's brought. And the Mishnah Midrashim it's brought here. Rashi brings this Chazal later. When Eliezer retells the story to Lavan and Besuel, and he also goes over Ulai, so there it says Chosavav. Rashi brings down, there's a backdrop here, there's a background. Bat Hoysel Eliezer. Eliezer happened to have a daughter who's eligible. Eliezer is the Meshamish Bakoidish of Avron. Sai in Avoida and Sai in Torah, he was Doyle of Mashka to Rosh Chaver. What could be better? What could be better than taking the Rashiva's son, Avron, the Managador's son, Avron, who he obviously also knew exactly who Yitzchak was. And he wanted his daughter. This was the source of the question. It was Malah, Sofek, that Be'etzem, we'll see soon Chazal will tell you for sin. Chazal said, this question came from the Gears. It was something that shouldn't have been murder. He wanted it maybe cause that Avram would give in, give up on what he wanted. He wanted Dafka, not me, but Kanan. And maybe that would come and he would get his daughter. He would have his daughter to have a shidduch with Yitzchak. Chazal jump on Eliezer and they say Avram had tainas on Eliezer here. Loshen Chazal. Talk to Medrash. Vayomer lo ve'eved. Haynu hu d'chsiv. The Torah and Chazal Bechlal are Meridik, the Meridik Koiches, the Yerid, the Koiches and Nefesh, to see the Shoirish, the root of our Meisim. So, Pasuk in Hosea states as a Kanan biyode moizne mirma lashik ohev. Kanan is biyode moizne mirma lashik ohev. What is moizne mirma? It's a musik of weights. In the olden days, they didn't have an electric scale. They had a scale. They had a scale that was made out of weights. Okay, Dua, there's an issue to have weights that are faulty, trickery, treacherous weights that are not proper. A person in his mind also has weights. We also have weights. That's our weighing the system, that's where we make decisions. Those also could be Moizne Mirma. Zogin Chazal, Kanan biyodoy Moizne Mirma. Who's Kanan Ze Eliezer? Chazal saw Eliezer over here as a continuation of his earlier Canaan, earlier ancestor Canaan, and he also had Moizne Mirma. He had Moizne Mirma. What a biyode Moizne Mirma. Listen good. Shuya Yoyshev, Umashkil as Bitoy, Ruyahi Yainu, Yamar the Kazakh. I'll say this. The way our Negius works is that right away, we want something. We don't really make a ganze cheshbin, is it right or not? Yeah. Zogin Chazal, Eliezer made a big shikul das. He didn't stop. He taka made a chesh ben ha-nefesh. Is my daughter suited for Yitzchak? He knew exactly who Yitzchak was. He made a richtige chesh ben ha-nefesh. Of Yisrael, in the Geras Lamed, or Yisrael, when he talks about this, he brings another Chazal that says that Eliezer was surely for Yisrael. He says, and Lusach is, that Eliezer didn't speak before he thought about it. He didn't speak before he thought. Always. He was a person who was shikul every word that came out of his mouth. Kosher came when he's talking to Avram Avinu, he shoykled. So he made a richtige cheshbin. He said, my daughter, is she taka roivas? And he came out, yes, Kanir, she had a beis Yaakov education. Kanir, she was a chashav girl. And he made a cheshbin. Abba Chazal say, this cheshbin was moizne mirma, lashoyk oiv. Who's lashoyk oiv? Lashoyk is a loshim stealing. She was coming, he was coming with his nagiyah to steal, take away Yitzhak from where we... Gedav Zayin, where we're supposed to be, is Rach Michtige Shirich. Shirich. Lashoy Kahuvay Shal Oilam Ze Yitzchak. Omar Ulai Loi Soiva Ve'etin Loi Yazbiti. Avram Avinu Berchapt. Omalei. Ato Oru. Ubni Baruch. Ve'ein Oru Mestavik Baruch. Here comes the Nekuda Negeel Lidar Sogya. Avram Avinu Berchapt. And he said, this Negeel that perverted you, this negiah that was negiah you in the slightest way, It was nimshach from a source of kinan of oru. The ein oru mizdabik b'baruch. What does Arshim say? What does it mean oru b'baruch? Taitches Yitzchok is baruch. You want your daughter as a shidduch? It sounds like she's right. Aber, if she's your daughter and I see you have a shtickle oru, your hemshich of kinan that's oru, the midah of negiyas is a hemshich of the midah of oru of kinan. I'm Baruch, and obviously Yitzchok is Baruch. Where is Avram Baruch? V'hayei Baruch. The Pasuk says, Avram v'hayei Baruch. I know, Avram was a chifz of Baruch. Avram is Baruch, and Yitzchok, and I'm sorry, Yitzchok is also Baruch, and Eliezer and his daughter are Oror, so that doesn't show him Baruch. I'm even Yovin, that anything we find that Avram Avinu, everything is Meshach Shaychi to his Ikramidu Midas Chesed. If Avram was Baruch, Baruch has to do with being a Baal Chesed. An Ish Chesed, and Oror is the opposite. Now let's stop for a second. We were talking about this the whole time. We know there are people who it's a bracha. Sometimes they say, oh, that person is a bracha to be by me. Especially when he's around, pushing, it's a bracha. Everything goes, everything's clap. And unfortunately, the other people say, the other side, oh, that person, nothing goes. It's an Oror. What's the difference in Baruch and Or? Steht da. Baruch is Neveya from someone who's in Shchesed, like Avram. From Canaan, comes Negius, comes Or. Why? What's Baruch and Or? Simple pshat, without going too deep. Baruch is the Rosh Hashanah. That was a little version. We say Baruch at Hashem, Mekor HaBaruchas. The Brecha is the place where the Mayan, or the wellspring, the Pesach of the wellspring opens the branches out into a pool. The Hemshech HaShefa. There are certain people, every person has tremendous amount of talent. Tremendous amount of talent. By some people, those talents are developed and they're flowing and they're able to go and pour forth to everybody. That's a person who's Baruch. It's Baruch that was a Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Baruch. Avram Avinu was Baruch. His talents are unbelievable. They're great. They go. There's the Gabbai who's in charge of the seats in Yom Neroim, who he leaves the last seat for himself. He's sitting outside, behind, outside the doors in the mirror. He's sitting outside the door in the mirror. He's a Baruch. Ask around. You'll see. He's a Baruch. Everyone loves to deal with him. It's great. No one has time ever. And then there's the Gabbai, who all the seats for his son-in-laws and his brothers, and they have the best seats in this. He's Or. Ask around, you'll see he's Or. Or is exactly the opposite of a Baruch. Or is, he takes all his talents and everything he has, and they get trapped in the self-absorbed and self-centered world of a mensch, that's a Noichi. Why was Canaan called Or Canaan? Why was Canaan called Or Canaan? He was called Or Canaan, the Maya said he was Mesaris Noyach. Why was he Mesaris Noyach? I'll say, he said, Noach is the Hemshech of the world. And I already have two brothers. He was one of two. I already have two brothers that I have to share the world with. There's going to be another one. I have to now share with a fourth. To say spitz, self-centeredness. Someone who can't see other people. Oru Kanan. Oru means, and this is the Ksuda. Oru means that your Koiches HaNefesh, they get stuck in yourself and they're not able to come out. And we spoke about this thing. They don't only get stunted, they fester in the person, they come opposite. They're dangerous. That's a person who's anoichi. Chazal say that Avram Avinu, when he saw Negias is directly the toitzon, toilod of a person who lives in his anoichias. A person who lives in Zanoiches, and again, Eliezer had it in a brekel, Eliezer saw he was Or. He says, Ein Orum Mizdabik Beporuch. And this was by Eliezer, even though Eliezer was a Shoyle B'Yitzu, there's Epis and Agiyas, Yedua. Destu says in a different place, what Destu says, that when did Eliezer chap this Nagiyah only later? That's why Chazal Darshan in the Ulai. Why did the Ulai, says it out of Vav, it says it later on, when he told over to love and the Mesuel, looked up Destu, because then the Negiah was finished. Then already, the Shidduch was ready to be ready to be made. He chapped the Negiah. Until then he was blind. This is Oror. This is our Sugya. A Sugya of Anoichis. The sugars and Negiyas is Oyim and Ara. Negiya hits a person on every single side, wherever he goes. And that's part of a person. Like we said, to think that a Negiya has to be in this Oyra, you have to be Ma'oyra in Negiya, you're wrong. We have Negiyas on every single subject. But we're in Mashiach at our Sugya. The Eitzah out of Negiyas is only possible a person who is Marchid Adani. A person who doesn't make Pirtzas, we've been talking about. The whole Zman. Avraham Avinu had four Psochim. He had four openings to the tent. That means his Ani had openings. He was constantly breathing in Yenizvelt. Why? We've been speaking about it for 5 or 6 or 7 weeks. There's so many sugyas that you're able to breathe in other people. But many people are not aware of that. They go on. I'm a good person. I'll do chesed when it comes to me. You become a self-centered, you become a self-absorbed person, and you're not eared out. You don't have openings. You don't constantly breathe in the other person. You're going to be mulling the gears. How do you come out of the gears? What are we looking for? I want to say stay clear. That a person should be knocky from Negiyas. That's echad min elef. You have to work. You have to work on yourself your whole life to do that. That's not necessarily what we're trying to get to. But that a person shouldn't be aware of his Negiyas. It is one of the most dangerous people that exist. And unfortunately, they're all around, all over the place. A person that goes tog teglich and he makes decisions and he gives advice, and he says his shitas and his opinions on so many subjects, and it doesn't dawn on him, b'shas ma'isa, then maybe as Negiya is a dangerous person. He's a person who could spew sheker, who could take sheker and affect other people's lives. We've been speaking about those man. We're talking about parents. We're talking about rebbeim. We're talking about bosses. We're talking about people's own organizations. A person who's not realized and not aware, tug teglich, that he has negiyas. Do you know how dangerous that is? A person giving advice. Good advice. It has to be a basic idea to a person that his natural tendency is to be nagua. If he doesn't chop that, so what's going to be? What does it mean to be nagua? What does it mean to be nagua? Again, I don't know why. Some people are like, oh yeah, I have to have a moridik in a gear. If a guy's coming to leave my chabura, I'm obviously nagua, if I had to give him, some people don't even have that. But I'm obviously nagua to tell him if he should leave my shir, leave my yeshiva, leave my chabura. Oh, we spoke about this, we started with that. You know what it's a big nagia? It just takes that five previous bochum that you told, and it came to you for a shayla, you told him a certain thing, you're nagua to that option because you told that before. It just takes that, let's say, his question is, should he be more in touch with his emotions and more seichel? If you are more sichliistic a person, you're going to be in a gua to be more sichliistic. That's it. You don't need to have major dividends and major benefits to get out of his thing. You're always in a gua. You're always in a gua. Every person is in a gua. If me and you are mirrors, so when a brisker comes, we're in a gua against brisk and everything not against. They're just different. You're different than him, and he's different than you. And if you don't realize that, it's dangerous. Because it might come up somebody who comes from a brisker mishpacha, and you have to honestly weigh this person. They're just different. Mir is brisker, and brisker is brisker. Tells is tells, and Ponovich is Ponovich. And everything is different. So someone might come from that mishpacha, and he has a real shayla that's nageya, certain issues that are near to that. Are you going to be able to weigh properly his side of the issue? Unfortunately, many people not. And what's much worse, they're not even aware of it. It's a bella. Abdesla, when he talks about the sugi of negiyas, he's very troubled that it's an endless problem. He's very troubled. That there's no way to get Avnagiyas. Like we started the beginning of the Zman. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes me and you Ani. He makes us with an Ani. He makes every single person a different world, and we have our own Ani. How do you have to get out of it? How do you get out of Negiyas? How could a person try to come to an objective decision, objective opinion, objective? So he says two things. First of all, he says, any decision that came without any struggle, b'chlal, it has to be choyshid, it's going to be. It has to have been some sort of itlap, do it something. That's one thing he says. Second thing he says, yediya chashuva, you know, it's a sugi, it's b'tnei atzma, I'm just going to read it, tam b'yach chashuva yediya. He says that it's a toiv ha-matonech ma-kadosh Baruch Hu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes, against logic, that negiya can never totally be mechaser emes. His lashon is like this. Hatshuva she'eina negiya mechaser l'gamri yas emes. Ki gam achriya she'yifta ha-yeitza sa'odam loimer ki gam derech ha-sheker emesu. That's what negiya does. And negiya slants you to something sheker. Mikom okom yoidea hu ba'atzmoy she'derech ha-emes ha-mitis yoitza. Rabbi Jester says, he's coming from places obviously, that there's somewhere in the mensch that is aware of the emes emes. V'zeh mechaz de'aboyri yizborach. Sh'nei nosan rishus li'yetzer l'chasis emes l'gamri, el kol odom yuchal ha'avchin b'libay be'ez ha'derech hu emes l'amitoy. And he says, Ashushtam, k'moy she'begolus ha'guf, the parashat that we're dealing with, Golus Mitzrayim, is a musik of Golus. Golus by Klal Yisrael. Golus. Klal Yisrael being Beretz Lo Yilehem. We're now in Golus. Azoy viva Golus aguf shenemar bo. Loi ma'astim loi ga'altim l'chaloisim. As deep and as dark as the Golus could go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maftiach that Klal Yisrael is never going to be. Nisrachek legamri mikur machzavtom mivne emes. Keinu b'Golus ha'nefesh. Sheker is a nebchina of Golus ha'nefesh. B'Golus ha'nefesh, Ein hakoras emes kol legamri b'toich galusa yishol sitcha'ache. Because Baruch Hu made it that it's impossible for the sitcha'ache to totally be mechasa the emes, and a male for someone who searches it, you'll be able to find it. That's aftocha we had. But what I want is you have to be able to search for it. And I look around and I said, this is what we started this mind, and you see it. Some people have it and some people don't have it. Some people have this basic awareness that they naturally, a choshed for their negis. Unfortunately, most people are missing. I don't know, that's the way I try to be. I go to a Vad Bias meeting, and they're about to have a Vad Bias meeting. Should they put a bicycle rack in the bottom of the building? Now, if I have kids and I have bikes, I know right away, okay, I'm going to have a lot of negis here. I'm starting off right away. I have to start thinking, okay, they're older neighbors. Older neighbors don't need a bike rack. Is it right for them to give a bike rack or not bike rack? Let me think about their side. Well, that's my natural tendency. I don't start thinking about only my side. What should I think about my side? And my side is poshut that I have my side. What about Yenis side? My side? What about Yenis side? If there's going to be a vote in the shul, should they put in a lot of money to make a kiddush after the Vesikin minyan? And I never go to the Vesikin. I right away starts up to me. I'm saying, what do you mean? Let me think about this. Some people have this and some people don't have this. Why? You go. I'm not accusing Dafka ladies, but ladies also, I don't know. Mothers, you know, they're oblivious of the subject. You hear people talking in the park. You hear talking about subjects. One person is more nagu than the other one. They're not talking to each other. What is the right way? Should the cheder have an afternoon program for the kids, extra afternoon program for the kids? So it depends. If the person has a lot of kids and has a lot of problems with the kids, they'll say yeah. And if the person doesn't have so many kids, they'll say no. You could hear conversations and everyone is saying a shita as if they're saying their shita is the right shita. And they're totally mufkan, totally. Does a person realize that Aleph Beis is his first tendency is going to be to be nagua? Don't you have that? Don't you have that about every single situation in life? And when you don't have that, I said how dangerous that is. You have mothers and parents making decisions about their kids just because they themselves don't like it. If you're a lamashal, everyone's a title for whatever. If you're a person who you're very against farfumta things, you could have your title. No problem. So you don't like that teacher or that school. But you have to realize your kids. Maybe your kid might be different. Maybe your kid might be different. It's Pella, I see mothers all the time. It doesn't dawn on them to be choshed to the negiyas. A lady has to know, if she, a lady, Anna Bor, if she is nagua, that's mean, She's very sensitive to Fafrum to people. You're right. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes different types of people. There are people supposed to be Fafrum. There are people who are less Fafrum. Beautiful. The world is made for everybody. But realize right away, because you should yourself, that maybe you're not giving the proper thought for that. And all the way around. If you're Fafrum to person, and the second you see someone with a little bit of open-mindedness, it scares you today's wit. So then any time you're making a decision about that, you have to be choshed yourself for that. It's amazing, like I said, in panels, in publications, one person, people are answering questions, Klal Yisrael questions, people are talking, not that anyone's dafka listening to them, but people are answering questions, and they're oblivious to that their answer is 100% detailed and negiah to the exact experience that they went through. Just recently by the Afrikala. You could see this many times. How people react to Musar. This recently by the Afrikala. I'll get into these details. I spoke a little bit about the subject of, again, if you all you guys, subject of parents, you know, interfering in their married children's lives. Parents feeling entitlement, feeling the right to make decisions, to bring home children, for babies, for simchas, for different things, for bullets. It was amazing to see afterwards. I was speaking to a lot of people, grown men, kosher men, big people. It was amazing to see the different reactions of people. A lot of people in the tzibur, it was very hard to hear them. It was very hard. It was more or less attack. I wasn't going to attack anybody. But you're hearing somebody talking about something, and you and a few times have made decisions not like that in life. So some people, and it was impressed, some people it was beautiful to hear, they said right away, I'm talking terrible at this, but it was great to hear. I'm talking bad at this, but it's here. But some people right away, they're so defensive. Right away, coming over. Defensive this, this kasha. Don't you realize here? I'm not saying I'm right. No, I'm right. But if you are defending your natural position, you didn't hear the other side. You didn't hear the other side. What a chaval. And this is a dangerous person. So what's the etzah? How do you get out of the sugya? The answer is not to hear the sugya b'negiyas once. You can hear about it once. It doesn't help. It's what we've been doing the whole time. A person who lives 24/7 in his world, I'm telling you, he's not aware of negiyas. This doesn't happen. He hears about it. Yeah, he's just not aware of it. But when a person starts taking yenem and he plants it in his world, we've been doing the whole time, and you do that, and you start to open up shayoris mitsuyois, your veil starts to be sensitive constantly to other people's world. You start constantly bumping into other people's thoughts and thought patterns, your ma'urim abriyas, and you come to realize how much your opinion is one-sided. We're all one-sided. And it's a pillow when you sit down, people say, of course, it's not a portion one-sided. But in real life, you don't live that way. In real life, you don't live that way. You don't live with that idea that you're one-sided. That's the whole of what we're trying to do. I'm not trying to rid from the gears. That's already a hard thing. Rid from the gears. You work on it. But at least, a tzuas adam, a basic, daniyas daiti, this is a simple tzuas adam. I hope that a person comes out of a yeshiva, he would work to me. I call that a basic, healthy parent, a reliable parent, if he knows the musig that he's a natural head of the gears. If not, I'm very afraid. I'm very scared. I'm scared. These are people who they argue with their neighbors, and they argue with this, and they argue with their daughter-in-laws, and their sister-in-laws, and they argue with everybody, and they're not aware b'chlal of negiyas. It's a dangerous person. Baruch. Avram was Baruch. Avram Avinu was Baruch. He was a person who he was able to control his negiyas, and some he was misaking his negiyas. But it's because he opened himself. Because he opens a negiyas, he was able to live. And the negiyas also didn't crush him. It's another nekuda here. A person lives a noichi in his whole life. When he starts rechim with negiyas, it closes, it destroys his identity. He doesn't have an identity when there's another tzad there. So to think of his negiyas is that's him denying his metzias. And a person who got used to seeing another person within himself, there's ani and me, another person, he becomes more comfortable with mechim makim negiyas. This is who we're trying to create. I just want to end off with a story. Yeah, it's one of my favorite stories. I can't end without mentioning this. Since so many times, one of my favorite mice of Aaron Leib. It's not mice. It's Aaron Leib. Aaron Leib from a Maisa that once there was another Godel, we never met Rabbi Leib. Never met together. And also a very, very chosh of a person. Another person is a very chosh of a person. Rabbi Leib was the Galador. Decided he's going to arrange a meeting with Rabbi Leib. This person was maybe faced with 25, 30 years junior from Rabbi Leib. So Rabbi Leib can meet this first time. Rabbi Leib says, oh, so who's your Rebbe? Who's your Rebbe? Who's your Rebbe? So he says, the Emma says, I have knowledge from Rebbeim, but it's a chiddush, even though I never learned by the Chazanish, I feel like the Chazanish is my Rebbe. Because I see that when my muskul rishon in every sugi is like the Chazanish. Well, come on. Most of the time, my muskul rishon in the sugi is like the Chazanish. So I'm going to imagine afterwards, he says, you want to know who my Rebbe is? My Rebbe is the Eitzahara. Because I see that in life, my muskul rishon is always like the Eitzahara. This is a God will be Israel. And I'm on stress. So Rabbi Leib was not about Musar. It's a basic. This is a Yid. It's a Yid who knows, who lives with the basic mitzvahs. He second guesses himself Seder. Not just maybe a mole. Mitzvah a mole. Efshut, there's going to be a Negia. He knows that the natural tendency of a person is to do with Karav Alibay, which many times is not. That's why he was Amud Emes. That's why he was Amud Emes. This is the idea. And this is one of the things that I came for this mind. This is one of the things, if we can make Hashbav Etfos, that a person could come and leave whatever yeshiva institution he was in Schanachim, with his idea, and built, it has to be built in the sensitivity, that the standard thing is I'm Nagua. The standard, let me figure out, let me get past my Nagia. You're my Pech and a Mensch. It's out of the Shmai. Thank you.